The Iraqi government and volunteer forces are carrying out final mop-up operations to fully purge the city of Tikrit of ISIL terrorists. Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi has hailed the victory in the city center.
We are now in Tikrit city center. I asked the governor of the province to call upon the provincial council to convene. We will start the process of clearing the city from roadside bombs and car bombs. Then we should begin the process of reconstruction. We ordered the provincial police and security forces to receive the dossier of security, and it is they themselves who will protect the province and residents. When the territory of the province is being secured, we will work to return displaced families. God willing, Iraq will be liberated from ISIL terrorists and their crimes.
Well, the city is to be fully cleared of terrorists following tough operations over the past months. Government troops entered major buildings like former dictator Saddam Hussein's palace and the municipality. Officials say the priority is to restore normalcy to the city as quickly as possible. ISIL terrorists had seized the strategic city in the summer. To get the latest from Tikrit itself, we're now joined by Rashan Seglam, Press TV's correspondent, who I believe is joining us live now from Tikrit itself. Rashan, tell us about the mood. I imagine that there's a lot of joy in the air now that Tikrit has been liberated.
Yes, Wakar, actually, I am still in the center of Tikrit. The celebrations are still going. The Iraqi forces, the volunteer forces, popular mobilization, and also some of the Salah ad-Din tribes and Tikrit citizens are still celebrating the liberation of Tikrit. Every now and then, you see cars roaming the streets of Tikrit with the Iraqi flags on them, flags of the popular mobilization, and also they get some of the ISIL equipment, and they burned the ISIL flags here in the center of Tikrit. In this area in particular where I'm standing a few hours ago, they burned the ISIL flags that were all over the city. They took them off and burned them. Now, let me just speak a little bit about the continuous mop-up operations to cleanse the rest of the city of Tikrit. Now, we spoke earlier about the northern area of Tikrit, which is the Qadisiyah neighborhood, which is still has ISIL pockets in it. The Iraqi forces, volunteer forces, and the tribes are still trying to cleanse it from ISIL militants. They said that it is a matter of a few hours. Officials told us, we met with a few officials, and they told us that it is maybe tonight or at most tomorrow noon, and the area of Qadisiyah should be liberated from ISIL militants. Now, also we have to speak here about how ISIL militants who fled Tikrit were able to flee this area. We spoke earlier about the last resort that ISIL militants could use, which is the river. And this is how the ISIL leaders, some of ISIL leaders, left Tikrit before hours before it was liberated by the Iraqi forces. Now, we've been told by the officials that they used the river, they left their cars, their weapons, every equipment that they had. They didn't take anything with them. They only left with their small weapons, which is small guns. They left all the machine guns, their cars, everything, all their belongings, even their paperwork. They left it here, and they left it through
the river. Okay, Rashan, I do apologize for interrupting you. We'll just leave it there for now, but of course we do sincerely appreciate that update. That was Rashan Seglam, who's speaking to us live from Tikrit itself.